This is an All Ears English bonus episode, why we're pumped for Onegiri, Izakaya, and Harajuku. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, find out what Lindsay and Jessica are psyched to experience on the trip to Japan, like Matsuya, Yoshinoya, Onegiri, and Izakaya. And find out why you must reserve your spot now for the power weekend before the spots fill up. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Jessica, are you excited for Japan?
I'm so excited. I am so super stoked. I literally, that is like the first thing I talk about with everyone I meet. Friends, strangers, it doesn't matter. I'm just like stopping people on the street like, I'm going to Tokyo.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. We have, you know, about 60 days to go, but we are so excited. We've booked our flights and we are ready to go, guys. I mean, so mark your calendar. I mean, today we're going to tell you why, if you are in Japan right now, why you should join us that weekend. We're going to teach you guys some cool things that we're excited about. But you know, check it out. Mark your calendar and listen up today. This is so exciting.
This is so exciting, guys. If you don't know what we're talking about, if you're not sure what all this Tokyo talk is, Lindsay and I are going to Japan. We are going to do a live immersion event in Tokyo, you guys. We are going to meet you. We're going to be with students, and we're going to take you through our power method. The power method, you guys. This is what our immersion courses in the States have all been about, and we know that it works. We have seen the transformation in English with these students, okay? So we know this works, and we want to take it on the road.
We want to take it on the road. Exactly. We're going to export this out to Japan. Guys, you know, we know that not everyone can come to Boston this summer or can come to New York for the immersion programs. So we are bringing it to you. You know, we know that there is a confident person inside of you, inside of each of our listeners, right? And we are here to pull that person out, right? That's the goal of the weekend. Yeah.
That's the thing, you guys. It's all about confidence. That is the key. That's the key. That is what's holding you back. It's like everybody says who's learning English, I know these words. Why can't I say them? Or I can watch a movie. I can understand the podcast. So why can't I have conversations with native speakers? Why can't I like really be in the world using English? You guys, confidence, that's what's holding you back. And we have the step-by-step method to bring that out, bring that best English speaker out.
Right. And it makes so much sense because you guys have spent your lifetimes studying English, building that vocabulary that Jessica said, you know, putting in the work, putting in the time, but you're still missing that confidence piece. But what if we could give that to you and really, in, or get you on the right track for that in a weekend, right?
Exactly.
It can be done. It can be done. And that's why we want you guys to check out this opportunity today. So Jessica, we're here to warn our listeners though,
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, these spots are, they're going fast, right? So especially the Kizuna VIP package, because there is only one spot left.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. You know what's hilarious? James and Ozzy and I and some friends, we went hiking over the weekend. And I was talking about Tokyo, and I was explaining like why we chose that word Kizuna. And then there was a Japanese man that was walking near us. And my friend was like, I want to make sure that's what it means. And so then I got into this cool conversation with this like old Japanese man.
Oh, that's awesome.
About Kizuna. Yeah.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I love that. I just love Japanese culture in Japan. I mean, that's why we want to connect with you guys. And we thought it would be cool to use a Japanese word so you guys understand what you're really going to get with this weekend.
Exactly.
This is not like a typical school. This is not, you know, this is not what you get when you sign up for a English class in New York, right? Or any English school. It's just different.
It's completely different. So, guys, this Kizuna VIP, we only have one spot left, you guys. And what is it? What is the Kizuna VIP? Well, you get to come to the happy hour. Mm-hmm. At this happy hour at a bar, you guys, Lindsay and I are going to record a podcast live with you. It's going to be so incredible. This is like such a rock star thing to do. I'm so stoked. And then, of course, you get the Power Method course with us on Saturday, but you also get the one-on-one coaching with Lindsay and I. You get to come to the izakaya, right? Share some food, some laughs, hang out. That's going to be amazing. But the biggest thing with this Kizuna VIP that you can't get in any other package is you get to just walk and talk for 90 minutes, an hour and a half with Lindsay or I on Sunday. And that's the thing. Only one spot left for that Sunday. I call it a culture share. Like that's what I'm thinking.
Culture
that's what
share.
I'm imagining.
I like that idea. Yeah.
So only one chance left for that culture share with Lindsay and I.
Yeah. And the point of this is that someone who chooses this Kizuna VIP, they get to take what they've learned in the beginning of the weekend and apply it to a 90-minute normal pace conversation with one of us.
Exactly.
I mean, it's where you get to actually instill that confidence in yourself completely and you see the fruits of it, right? You see the fruits of your work.
This just seems like the best way, the best option to cap this experience, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That final push, really, really test out this confidence, test out what you've learned, the phrases, the ideas, the perspectives, all this stuff that you've taken in and tried out with some other native speakers, some other students, and then it's just a one-on-one with Lindsay or I, right? Just a push through and just hang out like a native.
I love that idea. I love that. And you will be tired by Sunday morning, right?
Because so will we.
So will we. But that's okay. We're going to explore Tokyo together and you're going to get that speaking opportunity that very few people actually get to meet with us in person and do this. So guys, to go over right now and grab that one Kizuna spot that's left, go to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo. Go to the bottom of that page and get that spot. But if for some reason that is sold out by the time you get there, it's okay because you can also sign up for the Kizuna option, which is also great, right, Jessica?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah, for sure. You still get to attend that live podcast performance.
Yep.
I'm so excited about that. I like, because I am a pop culture hound. I consume podcasts and pop culture constantly. And so, my like idols do stuff like this.
It's going to be cool. And we've never done anything like that before. We've never done a live podcast performance before. And we're going to try to involve you guys. So you guys are going to help us create the episode together. It's going to be really, really cool. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be rad. It's going to be so rad. So you get to go to that in the Kizuna package. And you, of course, the Power Method course with us on Saturday morning and the one-on-one coaching. You still get some one-on-one coaching with us on Saturday, plus the izakaya.
Right? Don't forget izakaya. I love it. We are reserving our own room in an izakaya in the Shibuya area. We have one of our students who is in Tokyo who is taking care of the reservations for us. So make sure there are no mistakes with our Japanese, right? So everything will be taken
it's
care
a good
of.
Idea.
And- That's a good idea. So that student has found us a really great spot. We're very appreciative to that student. And yeah, it's going to be great, guys. Izakaya, ordering drinks, ordering food, sharing food, talking about our lives, getting to know our listeners, getting to know you guys.
I'm so excited. I am so excited. I can't wait to meet you guys. I can't wait to whatever questions you have for me. I am a wide open book. Lindsay and I have both led some pretty amazing lives so far, right? Yeah. Traveling the world, pursuing our passions. Mm-hmm. And we know that you guys are doing the same thing. That's why you're signing up for this. You are willing to push yourself to be the best, right? You are pushing yourself and challenging yourself in English. So we're in this together. Like, we all want to live the lives of our dreams, you know? Absolutely. And that's the conversation will be so positive and so informing. I can't wait.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
No, you're right, Jessica. And I have ultimate respect for our students who do join this program, because it's very easy to say that you want to improve your English. We get these emails every day.
Oh,
people
totally
want to improve. I want to improve. I want to improve. You know, but what are you actually doing to get there? Right? Are you taking action? Are you investing in your own success? That's the question.
Yeah, you can't wait for confidence to come to you, right? You can't sit back and just be like, I woke up today and now I feel completely confident in English and I'm gonna go get that promotion. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, that's so true.
You need to take action.
Yeah. And so, guys, we want to talk to you guys about a few special ways to say that you are excited about something, because I'm sure you've heard a couple of terms come out in what we've said so far today, because we're so psyched. We're so ready and so excited to come over there. But we want to give you guys 4 very specific phrases that you can use when you meet us to talk about how excited you are about the weekend.
Perfect.
Or just in English in general. Okay.
Ah, perfect.
So the way we're going to do this is I'm going to share 2 things that I'm really excited. I'm nostalgic about, because you guys know that I lived in Japan from 2005 through 2006, about a year and a half. And I was teaching English at Aeon Musashi Kosugi, right? So you guys all know where that is if you live in Tokyo. It's a pretty famous station. And it's funny when I share with our listeners here, when I talk to people on the phone or on Skype, I lived in Musashi Kosugi. They say, Musashi Kosugi, I know that. Right?
Oh my gosh, I have so much to learn, you guys. Okay.
No, don't worry. We're going to be in it together. Don't worry. So one thing that I'm so excited about seeing again is onigiri, or tasting again, is onigiri, right? And do you know what that is, Jessica? Onigiri?
I do not.
So you would know it if you saw it. It's the little rice snack. It's a triangle of rice that has seaweed on the outside, just a green seaweed. It's like a triangle. And then it often has like salmon, or sometimes they call it umeboshi, I think is what it's called, like a plum on the inside. It's so good. And I really miss that snack. I tried to find it when I came back to New York, when I lived there after Japan. I couldn't find it.
Oh,
and I'm psyched about that. So
yeah, we had those in Taiwan too. You could get them at 7-Elevens and stuff.
Yes. And that's another thing that I'm looking forward to, is the bento boxes that you can get at the convenience stores. You can get a nice lunch at the convenience stores
that's
in
amazing.
Japan. You can't get that in the States. So love that.
No, think about the 7-Elevens here. It's like day old pizza and gross chicken wings and hot dogs.
And hot dogs that are like shot up with hormones. Who knows what's in those
terrible.
Hot dogs.
It's like 1% meat.
Exactly. Like, is it real food?
Yeah, no, it's not. No.
And there's another thing that I am really excited. We're going to teach you guys the phrases here to talk about this in just a minute, but it's Matsuya. So Matsuya is a fast food chain in Japan, but it's not fast food as in hamburgers, right? It's rice bowls and, ordering a dish of curry rice. These are kind of like the daily life things that I encountered in my day-to-day life in Japan. These were like my habits and stuff, right? I used to love going to Yoshinoya, but when I first moved there, I used to go there a lot. And then my coworkers would look at me like something was weird when I said I went there a lot. I thought maybe it's like McDonald's. Maybe, I don't know, maybe in Japan it's like McDonald's or something. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Not unhealthy, right?
I don't think so. I mean, it's basically just rice bowls. Sometimes you'll order like meat on top of the rice bowl. So that might be it. But I'm not sure why everyone laughed at me when I said I go to Yoshinoya all the time because it's so cheap.
Well, I think that's a question for our students when we meet them in Tokyo.
That might be the question. So what are the phrases then, Jessica, that we can use to talk about what we're excited about?
So, well, you can say, I can't wait. I can't wait to get, okay, let me see if I say this right.
Go
for onigiri.
Onigiri. Onigiri.
Yes. Onigiri. 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 Okay. Onigiri. I can't wait to get an onigiri. That's very musical. Also like super pumped. That is so native. That's so slangy. I love it. So Lindsay, you are super pumped to eat at Matsuya again.
Matsuya. Oh, your Japanese sounds very natural. You're going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start studying now and be totally fluent by the time April comes around.
I think we're going to have our students here on speed dial in case we get into trouble when we're in Tokyo.
Right? Oh, I'm going to need some help. Okay. And so I've never been there before, but, you know, I love watching travel shows. James and I watch travel shows all the time. Yeah. And a lot of them are in Japan. That's kind of this country that James and I have been fascinated with for a long time. So something that I'm super psyched, there's another one, super psyched about, is to go to that square where everyone dresses up. In like different costumes and stuff. And it only happens once a week, I think. What is the name of that square?
Yeah, so I think it's the Harajuku.
Harajuku girls, yes!
Yeah, Harajuku. So I think that's the name of the park. And when I was living there, it was on Sundays. You're going to have to ask our listeners who have signed up for the program, you know, when can you see it? Where does it happen? Yeah, Harajuku girls.
So that's someone I'm super psyched about. I'm hoping to work that into our culture share with the student that I am lucky to hang out with. And then I'm also... Like, honestly, I'm just dying to eat food there.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Like, just all the eating. Because we're not going to have that much time sort of outside of the program, right? But what I'm going to do, what's going to control my mission sort of when I'm exploring on my own is food. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Yeah, that's all I'm going to focus on.
Yeah, because you're staying another day, right? So that's awesome. So after the program, you can explore Tokyo and check it out and eat, you know, as much as you want, anything you want. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's what's going to happen. Going to eat all day before I come home. So yeah, there's that phrase, guys. I'm dying to do something. That's this extreme, exaggerated expressions that we use all the time as native speakers. And
I love that.
True.
So you guys can tell that we are excited for you guys to show us your culture. And at the same time, we're going to show you guys how to pull out that inner confidence, right? We want you to, for example, take these phrases you've learned today, go over to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo, sign up, try to get the last spot for Kizuna VIP. If not, go for the Kizuna level. That is the recommended level. Okay, guys, and come and join us. Let's meet each other. Let's have an amazing weekend together and let's bring out that inner confidence.
I think you guys can hear how super psyched we are, right? It is contagious. Yes. Imagine if you are just hanging out with us, this passion for language, this passion for improvement and positivity in our lives and confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we want to share with you guys, right? That's what we want to bring out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this could put you on a new track in terms of, most importantly, your mentality, the way you think about English, right? If you think that just listening to All Ears English puts you in a good mentality, imagine how a weekend, You know, going through this power method with us will make you feel, it'll completely change what you think is possible for you with your English.
Exactly.
Okay? Love that.
So amazing.
Love that. Love that. So guys, go right now, allearsenglish.com/Tokyo. There are limited spots for every level. So make sure you grab it, guys. You don't want to regret this. All right. You don't want to regret waiting and then find out that later the spots are filled up. Okay.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Awesome.
I mean, like we said, there's only one Kizuna VIP spot left, you guys. Yep. There's only one opportunity for that amazing opportunity.
You get the idea, guys. I love that. So one more time, Jessica, remember where they can go to book their spot, to reserve it, grab it real quick.
Yes, go to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo.
All right. Awesome. And we are out of here for today. Can't wait to see you guys in Japan very soon.
Yeah, super psyched. All right, Lindsay. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Take care. All right, bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.